This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Obama administration listed Myanmar as among the worst offenders in human trafficking. Only 4 years ago, Myanmar came in from the diplomatic cold, but now it has the same ranking as Iran, North Korea, and Syria. More than 100 Nobel laureates have a message for Greenpeace: quit the GMO bashing. Federal judge ruled that a Mississippi law that would have given a wide range of special protections only to those who oppose same-sex marriage was illegal. The judge said the law created a vehicle for state-sanctioned discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity. Federal regulators, who are in the early stages of setting guidelines for autonomous vehicles, have opened a formal investigation into the incident where a driver was killed when his Tesla car was driving on autopilot in Florida. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said preliminary reports indicated the crash occurred when a tractor trailer made a left turn in front of the Tesla and the car failed to apply the brakes. Speculation on where the major financial center of Europe will be, since London will no longer be able to play that role, ranked the chances of Amsterdam and Frankfurt the highest. Attorney General indicates that the Justice Department will accept whatever recommendations come from the FBI and senior prosecutors on the Hillary Clinton email situation, taking the political appointees out of the process. Subject of the popular 2014 podcast, Serial was granted a retrial. New estimates put the size of the transgender community at 1.4 million people in the U.S., twice earlier estimates. Over objections from African and Muslim countries, the UN's main human rights body voted to adopt measures to strengthen protection for LGBT individuals. Supreme Court voted 6-2 to uphold the law forbidding anyone convicted of domestic abuse from buying a gun. Credit card antitrust settlement has been overturned by appeals court, arguing that the lawyers had a conflict of interest in representing both sides of the dispute. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.